morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to BBC News with me, Umi Masfiro, who is ready to accompany your day. The theme of our news this morning is still related to COVID, with the title, Long COVID in Children, Nowhere Near Scale Feet. Let's move to the news. It's BBC. The risk of long COVID in children is much lower than many had feared, leading child health experts have said. After the world's biggest study into the issue, the researchers led by University College London said they were reassured. They surveyed 11 to 70 years old testing positive for coronavirus in England between September and March. The research suggests somewhere between 2% and 14% still had symptoms caused by COVID 15 weeks later. Sir Terence said he was already reassured, suggesting at the height of the pandemic that half of children could develop long COVID cases were wrong. It is nowhere near what people thought in the worst-case scenario. Although, he said the numbers were still not trivial and the issue needed to be taken seriously. Most likely to report persistent symptoms were all the girls who already had poorer physical and mental health. Those struggling emotionally and mentally could be more attuned to even minor physical illnesses, the researchers said, and a positive coronavirus test could have triggered that. Of all the children in the study, 40% reported feeling sad, worried, or unhappy. And the researchers said it was clear the pandemic had a damaging effect on young people because of the closure of schools, not seeing their friends, concerned about the risks from the virus. This showed how important it was to get back to normal and have schools open, Dr. Whittaker added. That's all from me. Don't forget to take care of your family's health during the pandemic. And see you next time!